Good morning, dear friends. Happy Monday. Certainly hope you are well. Today's going to be a little bit different in the sense that we're going to meet for yoga at a different time. Lisa and I are going to meet for yoga at a different time than we normally do because she has another appointment at 12:30. So we're going to... She has another appointment at 1:30 or so, right? So she's going to meet with me until 1:30. She's going to come in at like 12:30, go from 12:30 to 1:30. I think it might just be after 1:30, so she doesn't have to push herself. We're going to meet earlier than we normally would. And then I think I'm going to get myself back in my regular everyday clothes for a while and not stay in my stretching clothes. I don't know, maybe I will. The reason I say that is it'll give me a chance to walk more, but if I can walk earlier this afternoon, we'll be good that way too, though. So we'll see. I'll have to decide. But anyway, schedule's going to be a little bit different this morning because of the fact that that her schedule is different. But we'll work around it, work with it. It's not a big deal. I'm excited for it. It'll open up the day a little bit more. And then Tuesday we gotta do laundry and that sort of thing. It's gonna be a pretty regular Monday. I don't have any meetings until Thursday. We're gonna have our, third virtual meeting with a very strong potential pastor. We'll see where the third meeting goes. Keep your fingers crossed, knock on wood. That's not wood, that's Pergo, but I'm gonna take it as wood. Hopefully things will go well and we'll have a really decent conversation with him and sway him even more to come here. He's very interested in checking out Big Rapids, but we'll see. Nothing's been finalized, but we are in a good position, and hopefully the third really good conversation with this person will sway him to be like, yeah, I'll come. It would be really good because we as a team, as a search committee, have been working a really long time to find a great pastor. We have a great pastor right in front of us, and we're hoping we can be like, yeah, come and be our pastor. We've sent him some information about us that he's requested. He's hopefully taken a deep look at that stuff, and we'll get a great answer after our conversation on Thursday, and then we'll go from there. We'll see, friends. We'll see. All right, everybody. Grace and peace. Happy Monday. We'll talk again soon. Good morning, friends. Happy Tuesday. Hope this podcast segment finds you well for the second podcast of the week. Certainly hope you're doing excellently. I watched the Lakers game from November 17th. That was a while ago. Last night when they played the Portland Trail Blazers in the in-season tournament, that was a great game. A great game. And I have a couple in-season tournament games left. I think it's Utah and the Suns. And the Rockets and the Clippers, I think, is the last game of that Friday night. I have to see. So, we shall be moving on to regular court basketball soon. Here's the thing. I think the in-season tournament is a great idea. Great idea, I really do. And I think it puts prestige on the season in a very cool and new and exciting way. I think it's awesome. But I think sometimes the courts being as colorful as they are, at least for me, and I don't know if this is the case for anybody else, I think the courts are cool, but I think some of them are visually overwhelming. there's a lot going on some of those courts. The courts that I like Charlotte's court. I like the Bulls court. I like LA's court for the Lakers. I like, let's see. I don't like Detroit's court. I hate to say that, but I don't like Detroit's court. I really, really don't like New Orleans court for the in-season tournament. There are just some courts that are like not that great looking. I don't know why, but they're just not. I know it's kind of blunt this morning, but that's how I feel, and I'm sorry. And especially it's weird I'm talking about it, I know, because now it's over. But I'm finally making my way through, and it's weird to say that, but it's a weird thing to moan about a little bit. But that's just kind of how I feel about the in-season tournament. I love the games. I love the energy of the games. Maybe if the court were less... Look at this. They could look cool without looking super flashy. And some of them, I guess my point is, to me, are overly flashy. But that's just me. Maybe. I love y'all, and I'll talk to you some more soon. Have a great day, and we'll catch up again tomorrow, and we'll chat life and other things. Well, all the things we chat about are going to be connected to life. We can't escape that. So either way, tomorrow will add to the interesting conversation. May grace, peace, and love be with y'all. We'll talk again soon. Okay? Love you. Good morning, friends. Welcome to Storytime with Pete. It is Wednesday. It is the midweek segment of the podcast. Certainly hope you're well. Hope you're feeling good. I've got a meeting tomorrow, not tonight, but tomorrow, and I'm hoping that it's the meeting where things really start to take off and move forward in a positive way. We'll see what happens with it. All I can tell you at the present time is this guy that we're talking to has a lot of potential. We'll see where it goes. I'm not going to promise anything because I've learned and discovered that if you speak too early, even though we've had really good conversation with him, this would be conversation number 3. I don't want to jinx us. We've been working hard. He's a good man. He would be a great fit. And we certainly hope that we can close the deal, as they say, right? But we'll see. We'll see. We hope to get some fruitful insight from this conversation and some positive feedback and discussion that will, you know, lead to something that we as a church can really grab onto and take a hold of. So we'll see what happens. That's all I can really say about that. Fingers crossed. Voodoo Fandango was acting weird last night. Hopefully it'll work on the TV today. I'm going to test it this afternoon and see if it's working. I can't really do it that early this afternoon because I got yoga, but I'm going to test it tonight. Maybe it'd be better off to test it tonight, but last night Maybe it's because they were doing maintenance. I don't know. Maybe they were doing some weird stuff. I don't know. We'll see. It is becoming Voodoo Fandango, so maybe they're, you know, transitioning to Fandango. I don't know. We'll see. Still great stuff. Still a great company. They've changed their name, and they're a different distribution thing now. I think they've got more movies than they used to have back in the day. I think they've become a bigger distributor of film. All right, everybody. Grace and peace. We'll talk again soon. Until then, be safe, and I love you. We'll talk tomorrow. Good morning, my friends. Happy Thursday. Hope this podcast finds you well, or this segment specifically finds you well. We're in the midst of the podcast. It's Thursday as I record this, as I say, and I'm going to have a busy one. I have a dentist appointment this afternoon, and then I have a pastoral search meeting to conclude my day, pretty much. It starts at 5:30-ish, and I'm not sure when we'll get back, because typically, the gentleman that we're interviewing likes to have conversations, which is something that we like as a team, because we want to find out as much as we can, especially in the phase that we're in. We are in the phase of the third interview, and we are at a point now where we really like the guy, so we're kind of discussing logistics and figuring out what the next step is for all of us. And knock on wood, I'm knocking on carpet under wood, but hopefully our meeting this today with him this evening goes well, and we have a meaningful and connective conversation to the point of we figure out what our next steps are. He looks promising, so keep your fingers crossed, but nothing has been finalized. We gave him the details that he requested for the next steps, and we're trying to figure out what our future is going to look like. We're hoping that it's a good one, because we really like the guy, and we think he would be a great connection and a great partner and leader in the church. So we have, you know, good things on our hearts and minds, and we're really hoping that things go well with it. And we're doing our best to, you know, keep our fingers crossed and keep a positive attitude about it, because I say we really like the guy and we're hoping for good things. Yeah, that's pretty much where my heart is as far as that goes. The Chicago shows come back tonight, so I'm looking forward to that. And I'll get a chance to see what's happened since. I think that... Hank has worked one of his most intense cases. The last episode, he worked one of his most intense cases in a while, or one of the most intentionally challenging cases for him. So we'll see what happens next within the story, within PD, within med, within fire, with everything. So basically, it's pretty easy going today. I have a dentist appointment in a little bit. I'm hoping that goes well. Whatever you're doing today, I hope you're staying safe and having a great day. It is cold here in Michigan where I am. It's going to be cold for... It's not going to get much warmer. It is where it is. It's going to stay where it is. And it's just going to be a cold day. All right, I love you all, and I'll talk to you soon. We will wrap this up with our Friday segment in just a little while. Well, in about a day or so. So I'll talk to y'all later. Until then, be safe. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk again soon. Love you. Hey, friends. Happy Friday. Hope this podcast finds you well. It is the lid for this week's episode. The final go-round for this particular episode. Back to the drawing board we go as a pastoral search team. The person we were really hoping would say yes to us, would join the church, has decided to not join us. Today's going to be a music day for me for the most part, because it centers a lot of my self, you know, when you deal with stress. And I'm not super stressed, because there are worse things that could be happening in the world. But I gotta be real with you and say that this hasn't been easy. And back to the drawing board, we as a team go. I'm glad I have a team with me, and a team who's dedicated to making sure that we do this right and connect the right sources and the right people. But the journey continues on, and it's not going like I expected, but I'm holding out for good things. I'm holding out for another positive connection. And I know that somewhere down the line, we will find a pastor who fits us very well and connects with us very well and wants to be a part of the journey with us as we rebuild. And yeah, it's a rough and tough business, but we're going to keep going. All right, everybody, I know this wasn't a very happy episode, but I wanted to speak my heart for today. I love y'all, and I'll see you on Monday. Have a great weekend. I will be in a better mood on Monday, I promise. But today, I gotta say, it's a rough one in regards to this whole pastoral search thing, because it's just keeps going on and on and on and on and on, and even when we get close, something falls through and falls apart. So I'm believing that the Creator is going to lead us to something that is sustainable and beneficial, and the Creator is going to lead us to something special. I believe God is more than a he. I believe the God is both feminine and masculine. So I typically don't use the word God, but I will say the divine is going to lead us towards something much more promising and better. I don't know when that will be yet, but it's going to get better soon. All right, everybody, I know this wasn't a happy episode, but we'll get back to the drawing board and be in a better mood on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend. Be safe, everybody. Love y'all.